Hello, everyone. My name is Anthony Arroyo. This is the Photo Thoughts Podcast, and you can find this podcast on Spotify, Anchor, and YouTube. And today, I have my very first guest, Julieta Cano, and she is a photographer from Marshalltown. Hello, Julieta. How are you today?
Hello, Anthony. I'm well. How are you?
You know, I'm great. Just having a good time this Thursday. So I'm just going to let you... I'm just going to let you introduce yourself and give us a background on your photography experience.
Okay. Well, hello. My name is Julieta Cano, and my photography experience is probably like anyone else's. It's just crazy, and you don't know what you're getting yourself into until you just find out you really like it. So I guess it took me a long time to realize that I wanted to keep doing photography. But I really started an interest in it when I was 13. And then it was like an on again, off again kind of thing growing up, but just until last year. And then I was like, I'm gonna try to commit and let's do this. So yeah, that's pretty much the quick summarized version of my long journey of photography since I was a teenager.
Nice. So to go even more, so basically, just take us from like the start, from how you even got into photography and like what got you into it and like what keeps bringing you in and out of it.
Well, it has a lot to do with like nerves, because obviously with photography, you have to put yourself out there. And that's something that's probably hard for everyone to do, is putting yourself and your own work and your personality out everywhere for everyone to see, because that's what it is. You want people to see what you create. And when I was 13, I just thought it was cool, like going out and taking pictures on a little like Samsung phone to like to just have fun. But obviously they weren't anything special. They were just like really like 2013 Tumblr aesthetic pictures that everyone wanted to take when they were younger. And I'll have to see if I can find those. Those are really funny. I would actually post them again. But when I got my first camera at 15, I remember begging my dad for one. And he was like, okay, fine, I'll get it for you for your Christmas present. And when I did, I would just mostly shoot like outdoor photography, still life maybe. I didn't know the terms at the time, but it was just taking pictures of anything I saw and just like playing with it, having fun with it, just doing whatever. And then when I was in high school, when I was a senior, my friends started asking me to take their pictures because they knew like I was really into photography and stuff. So I had never thought about it before, but when I did, it was so much fun. I had such a fun time just hanging out, taking pictures. The editing process was different because I didn't know like things like Lightroom and Photoshop existed. I just didn't know how to edit them. I didn't know what to do. So I used like Visco, I don't know, however you pronounce it. I used that and it was pretty good, you know. It was a good like phone app that I used like when I was 15, and I just kept using it. And then like, you know, the Visco girls became a thing. It was really funny. But after that, I like went to school for photography because I knew I really liked it. I knew I wanted to continue doing it. But being surrounded in an environment with other photographers and stuff, it gives you that like fear of failure, because you know everyone else is like really good and you're comparing yourself to so many people, and it just, I don't know, it makes you think twice. And then I stopped photography for about a year. I didn't do anything. I took probably 5 pictures for an entire year. Wow. And yeah, it was really discouraging when I got back into it, but I realized I just had to like forget about everything else and just do what I liked. And I did, and then I keep improving like faster and faster. So that's what we want. That's what everyone wants, just to focus on themselves, their own work, and improve. But yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
So to even go into that a little bit more, What was it? So going a little bit like what it was like going to school for photography. 'Cause I mean, I've technically only taken 3 college classes that were photography actually. And then other than that,
Oh
like
my
I just,
gosh.
what was that?
Sorry, hold on just a second.
You're good. I'm
My
gonna
dog
turn
just my
something off.
dog just burst into my room.
Oh my gosh.
Come here,
You have an
calm down.
adorable dog. Yeah, look at,
Thank you,
aw.
thank you. She likes just chilling with me. I don't know why she just came in here, just all crazy like. But
So
can
sweet.
you repeat what you said?
Yeah, you're good. Basically, like what, how would you explain the like the photography education environment and like why it like you went into why it didn't fit for you because of like it was easy to like just compare yourself to other people when really photography is just about one, it's like upping yourself. Like it's really just you versus you. But yeah, just talk about that. Like how, especially 'cause I feel like it's an easy way to be like, yeah, like I want to be a photographer, so I'm just gonna go to school for that. And maybe I'm for most people, I would say that's not really the route that they would take.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I would say that mostly the things that you learn about photography at school, you can 100% do it yourself. And I think for me, it was just like a big waste of time once I started realizing that I would probably do a better job doing it myself, because then I wouldn't have that stress of like homework and just like things that I needed to turn in and other people and I don't know, things like that. And although I wasn't in school for long, I quickly realized that I just knew it probably wasn't for me, and I was having a much better time learning it on my own and just experiencing it myself rather than having someone else teach it to me. And I would compare schooling for photography in college to like schooling photography in high school. It like not that it's a bad thing, but the process is kind of the same, where like they teach you, at least like the classes, my first couple classes that I took, I don't know about like going more into it, they probably got a little bit better, but like the start of it felt like I was back in high school and I was le learning like all the basics, which is what you need to do, but it was just nothing new to me, and it just didn't give me that motivation or like creativity that I needed. I needed to be on my own. So, yeah.
That's so fun. I would totally. I took 2 classes that were completely like useless. Like one of them was like an introductory course. The other one was like a. It was a travel photography, and literally we spent however many weeks in the summer. It was a summer class. And literally, we would just take photos at some random place out in the wild, and then come back to class. He'd look at them, be like, "These are good," and that was it.
These are good. Yeah, that's exactly what like the intro to photography class is take these pictures, I will tell you that they are good, and then you will improve. That's pretty much all it was to me. Obviously it might have like worked way better with other people. I don't think it's a bad thing to go to school for photography. It's just not, for some people it's just you learn better when it's by yourself.
So to move on, what kind of photography is like your favorite and what excites you about it?
I think those two are different from the photography I do, because I said those two. I think that's different from the photography I do. I think it's so weird because I mostly shoot portrait photography, or at least it's mostly what I post. And I just have this fascination with outdoor photography, like street photography, still life photography, outdoors, and like nature, architectural photography. Like I like all of that, and I wish I could do all of that. But it's just like when you want to do things so well, you would think that you would just go out and run to it, but they just like bring you back because you're so nervous, and like I have such like a fear of failure that it just keeps me from doing the things that I like looking at, and it just feels way more comfortable doing it with a subject for me. and just knowing that they can help you rather than you doing it on your own. And like, so yeah.
So, quick question. So, since you were like, you like more, I would call it like, what do you call it, landscape type
Yeah.
deal, that those kind of
Yeah,
photography, but you really,
I like, yeah.
only post like portraits.
Yeah.
Like, why, so why not post more of that other stuff?
I don't know. Like, first, I think it's hard to take those pictures when I'm so like scared of leaving the house. And when I do, I just think it's again with that like comparing yourself to other photographers. Like, you feel like it's all been done, but no one sees what you see. So it obviously I that's what I'm working on is just doing what I want. Pretty much, because I know that's such a hard thing when you have such a big fear of failure that it just keeps you from doing it. But you live and you learn, and then it just happens whenever it happens, you know? So,
I think I'm literally going through that. Like, I would
yeah.
only post people. Like, that would be it.
Yeah.
But now I make, if you look at my feed now on Instagram, I've been very on purpose. It'll be like people, and then I do like a film photo. Like, it can be
Yeah.
whatever. I don't care, but it's gonna be a film photo since I have literally so
Yeah.
much to share. So I've made it like a priority to share other than just portraits. But to move
Yeah,
on though.
that
Oh yeah, go
I'd
ahead.
love to do that too. Oh,
Yeah.
sorry.
You're good. You're good.
But I agree with that. Like I've been trying to post more different stuff, but it's hard because right now I've mostly been working on like ideas for some portraits and like with people. And so at the moment I'm not doing it, but I'm okay with it. I'm not like just punishing myself for it and like I don't know. But yeah, more to come for that. So I'm excited.
So to talk more about like having those those things in your mind, what other obstacles like do you face with like photography?
Organization is like a must for I guess, yeah, at least a little bit for photographers, because when it comes to social media, and you just have to know what you're posting. You have to like know what you love, know what looks good together. And that's something that drives me away from like posting on Instagram and stuff, because I don't know, I'm still learning how to do all that, and it just doesn't help when I'm on it and I'm like so insecure about my work and like comparing myself to others. And it's just sometimes you just need a break from that. And like I don't know, social media is very harmful to people, especially photographers, I think, because especially to photographers, I think, because it is a place where, you know, the algorithm is where you constantly have to post and just put yourself out there, because content creators have it so hard. They have to be on top of their shit all the time, always posting, always like, you know, being connected to the community of photography on Instagram. And that's like such a difficult thing because it's constant and it's so much hard work and you just have to be thinking so much. But yeah.
Awesome. So to talk more about like your photos, how would you describe your like style of photography?
I don't know. I think mine's all over the place. Finding your style is pretty hard. And people always tell you to like keep your work consistent. And I don't really necessarily know what that means, because when you think of consistency, I think of like, you know, slapping the same preset on every single one of like your pictures. And although that is such a pretty and like pretty look, I just don't think that style is like for me. I like having a diverse look and doing things different and just experimenting. And I don't know, I guess it gives me that sense of freedom rather than doing the same exact thing with every single photo. And I think it's interesting when you bring up like consistent work and stuff, because I don't really know what that means. Like, what do you think it means?
So, I guess how you just described that for me, what I've been working on, because I've heard that before, like, oh, you want to gain a bigger following, stay consistent, just post portraits. If you do portraiture, if you do landscapes, just do landscape. But lately, I've been thinking about it more like, as for this set of time, I've been wanting to actually do it, but like that's why I created like a separate page for Polaroids, because I basically did like a Polaroid project. Like I have like hundreds and hundreds of Polaroids, but like now, for like my personal photos, like there's always gonna be work I do, and it's gonna range in like who, what's the subject and whatnot. But with how I go about with thinking about how I'm gonna share things, like I'm thinking of it more as like this is like the theme of what I'm doing for now, for however long, and then I'll switch it up like when I feel like switching it up. So
Yeah,
then
that's
I'm.
true. That yeah, I think that's really creative too, just doing something for a while and then switching up your style. I feel like if you look at anyone's Instagram feeds, I feel like that's what mainly happens. But I mean, there's nothing that it's just it's fun experimenting and changing up your look as often as you would like. I don't think there's a certain rule that says you have to be consistent with your work all of the time. Because I think people will get bored with that, honestly. If I'm being honest, I think it gets kind of boring after a while, but that's just my opinion.
So to go into more in depth with technicalities, what is your like workflow like? Like imagine like let's say you pick up a client or whatnot, and so what's it like from beginning to end? Like, hey, got a shoot, you do the shoot, you edit, and then you deliver.
Well, I think it's like really important to get to know your clients and stuff. So I try my best to have a conversation throughout the entire process, you know, not messaging them like every single day. I don't like also depending on when you're scheduled to have the photo shoot. I just think it's good to check in every now and then, maybe get their ideas. Once they even give you the I kind of want to take pictures, you know, like there's always kind of the clients that don't know yet. So you just got to keep talking to them until they do. And yeah, it's just a matter of like getting to know your client. And when it's leading up to the day, I try to get an assistant because it's just sometimes you just need that extra help. But when I don't, it's just really difficult, and like I feel like I'm all over the place when that happens, but I still try my best. And if somehow the lighting is off, I sometimes ask them to reshoot, which I know is a pain, and I wouldn't want to do that all the time, but sometimes I just feel like I have to. So, you know, that's something that needs to be worked on. But after that, after the shoot, I try to hype them up. You know, I'm always like, dang, these pictures look so good. And stuff like that. Just to keep them excited. And then I send them a couple. I always send them a couple just to see how they like it. And if they want to change something about it, I'll try my best to, you know, fix them to their expectations. And, you know, sometimes you're not always going to get that, which is okay. And after that, I send them the gallery, and that's pretty much it. I always follow up after, ask them how it was, if they like their pictures, you know, if they want to shoot again. And yeah, it's a pretty good job, I guess, to have to meet new friends and meet new people, because I've made a lot of mutuals and friends and like people to talk to pretty much. So I think it's really fun.
All right, and then like last question, what are your future plans? Like what do you have in mind in the future for yourself?
I think it's just to just let go, not be so scared of putting out my work, and to put out that work, to put out some of the stuff that I felt like was never good enough, or I felt like couldn't compare. So I just want to go out and shoot more. At this point, I just feel like I've stopped caring, but like I've just been preparing for it. I'm just like, wait, just a little bit longer. rethink this whole thing. But at this point, yeah, I think it's good. I think I'm good to keep posting until I'm happy with it. I do want to distance myself from Instagram though, just because I don't know, like the less and less that I post, like the more important my own work becomes to me, you know? I feel like Instagram's just a big part of my problem with my photography. So I think stepping back is, at least just a little bit, is good to me. So yeah, those are my big plans.
Nice. All right, and then plug yourself. Where can people find you on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook?
My Instagram is at Julieta Volcano, and my website is www.julietacanocandid.com. And my other Instagram is at Juliecano with two E's. And my Twitter is really funny, so just look for it. I kind of don't want to leave it.
That's okay.
It's too funny.
That's okay. So thank you again for just joining me for, this 20 or so minutes. And I want to thank all of you for listening. You can find this episode on YouTube, Spotify, and Anchor. And I hope you and Julieta, I hope that you will watch this. I hope you and everyone else sees us on the next one. Peace.
Okay. Bye.